Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Michael A. Daniels has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He was one of my heroes before I even knew him because of all the great pioneering that he did when he was part of the launching of the internet and the helping to get it on its way. One of the jobs is herding up the and heading up the Network Solutions organization, the NetSolid folks who were first in charge of the assigned names and numbers that became ICANN. He helped make that happen too, and now he's working real hard to make sure that the internet continues to be as a productive tool for us. And he's doing that through his outstanding work with the American Enterprise Institution series on American Global Internet Strategy. And he's our good friend, Mike Daniels. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
Did I reference your participation with AEI properly?
Oh, yeah, Jim. I'm just what they call a visiting scholar up there.
Right.
I help them because, you know, I'm a business guy. We build high tech companies.
Well, you got a deep tap root in this world too, though, Mike.
Well, we've been working hard, Jim, and as you and I have talked, the internet continues to be something that grows by the hour, and nobody really yet understands,
right,
outside of a few people in the tech industry, in my mind, that we really are living in a digital age, and it's very different. And lots of the problems that we see every day, the government and industry is having a hard time grappling with, as you
right.
all know.
Absolutely. Well, and we're going to talk about some of the things that that we can do and that we are doing, and that the AEI Global Internet Strategy Group are working on. But Mike, before we do that, I want to ask you this question because I know my audience wants to know this because we've talked about this on the show with you a lot and with other people as well. And I was one of the loudest voices out here to the degree that I have any volume, in the ways that I felt that the Obama administration hurt the internet, set back the internet, that some of the things that they did. Can the new Federal Communications Commission, Mr. Pai, and can the Trump administration, how much can they repair the damage that the Obama administration did to the internet?
I hope, Jim, that just like you, they can do a lot to repair the damage that's been done, especially by the FCC under the former chairman, Tom Wheeler. They basically attacked a lot of the basic structure, tried to regulate things that didn't need to be regulated, and it was an over-regulation scheme and an attempt to do things that were just not in the right context for the internet. So the new chairman is a very good guy. He really is a solid
Ajit
Pai. Yes. And so my hope is that there will be a lot of things that will be able to be reversed. But as you know, it will be a battle royal because a lot of the things that were put in place, the opposition does not want to see.
But I don't get the idea. Here's what's interesting about this. I don't get the idea that the congressional folks. See, this was the damage the Obama administration did was unilateral. It was right out of the executive office. It was not congressional, and there's anything to do with laws. My point is, I don't get the idea that there was that many Democrats in Congress who were literally cheering him on. But now, if we try to change any of those things, they're probably going to resist it. That's a paradox, isn't it? It's an interesting turn of events, isn't it?
It is, Jim, and you're exactly right, and I think we'll see that on a whole number of fronts as the new administration tries to roll back things that were done under the Obama administration. There was a split on many issues on the Democratic side here in Washington, but there'll be the loyal opposition on everything that's tried to be rolled back, I believe.
But who can? But it's just sort of like who would be against paying tribute to the Ryan, the Navy SEAL Ryan, whose wife was recognized the other night. Who would be against that? So who would be, but there are people, who would be against making sure the internet is open and available to people the way it has been and the way the tool that it's been, the non-political tool that it's been now for all these years? Who could stand up to their constituents and be against that?
Well, the answer is a fair number of people. I mean, the thing that's amazed me in the 40 years I've lived and worked in Washington, D.C., Jim, is you've got all kinds of splinter groups. You've got all kinds of strange pressure and interest groups that represent different parts of industry. If their ox is going to be gored, as we know, they're going to go after you.
I keep coming back to my Twitter hashtag, God help us, Mike. That's what I keep. Okay, folks, when we come back, the American Enterprise Institute, Mike and his teams, are working on some things that to help us with this, and we'll talk about that after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.